Welcome, everybody, to Indigenous Voices of People of Turtle Island, Palestine, all over the world. Welcome, callers, to the show. This show is for all Indigenous around the world. Indigenous people from Turtle Island, from the north to the south. Indigenous voices of people in Africa, around the globe. Before we start the show, I would like to say a prayer. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله واحد الله صمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. All of us are suffering. The last show that we had was solutions to our problems on Turtle Island. For solutions with our problems happening in Palestine and Africa and the whole entire continent. This show is gaining so much audience that we have the other audience that does not want us to have voices of the Indigenous people across Turtle Island. And they constantly try to shut it down. They try to threaten me to shut it down. It's called freedom of speech. We are all hurting across the world. And if there's white people out there watching this, talk to your own. Let them know what's going on. Enough. I don't call them white people. I call them Zionists. Because this is what is happening on Turtle Island and Palestine and around the world. I'm going to open the callers. Good evening, callers.
Area good caller, evening, and thank you for having us on the show tonight. You bet. Thank you.
Can you please state your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Kanupa.
Kanupa is the headsman of the Strong Heart Warrior Society. To give everyone Facebook, satellite, who he is. Would you like to give a little introduction, Mr. Kanupa, of who you are and who Russell Means was to you?
Yeah, I guess I could do that for you, man. Everyone knows what Kanupa does and what Kanupa used to do for Russell Means. I was Russell Means' personal bodyguard when he was alive on Earth, and he was also one of the founding members of the American Indian Movement. And during them times of the struggle back in the 70s and so forth, Russell Means asked me to be his personal bodyguard. So a lot of people say that they were Russell's bodyguard, uncle, cousin. They claim it all. I never, ever seen it, you know, in the open light. But anyway, that's a little brief introduction of what I did for him. Him, not only him, but him and Lehman Brightman. Lehman Brightman was the founder of the United Native Americans out in California. And he, too, stood up for indigenous rights and causes and all this stuff that goes on in Indian country. So I've been trying to reach out to everybody to get on tonight's show because my little brother Tyreek said he's going to have some Palestinian people here, so I want to hear them. But right now, if there's other callers calling in, Chinupa Gluham Money is the leader of the Strongheart Warrior Society here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And I've always been Strongheart at the age of my early birth. My grandfather gave me that responsibility. My grandfather was Roy Stanislaus Martin. That was his Anglo-Saxon name. But his real name was Chante Ohitika Wichasha. And that was my Grandpa Roy. So I turn it back over to all of you. That's just a brief introduction of who I am.
Please, Kanupa, if you could say in your own language a prayer to start the show for everybody who's listening, who's indigenous and is watching on Facebook and other social medias today.
Yeah, I'll open up with a prayer here. Ho tonkasila wa kantanta ki shima ne tompetu aste woke un kapi ke da etu se woke ki lechi tuki lechi se talon kinasbi woke ki le oyate mi tropi hena chimpi lila ota uchoni eki gina kam ne chani maka shina kyun kokte na ke osni wasi tonkal te khia hiun eta oyate ki lila Tehia umpi as you near sni wocheki na taka gas leno kyu hapiki. Heno unk umpi. Na unchi makaki na wstiach papik um. Unchi pchai wonki tuna unkaita po ake lections e kte chasha ptala un kina jipi. Lections e chanupa gloha mani matuenisni as wocheki huchiche. Lila ota tehia wasloiki lena yu hapi as. Otkana toni lections e tima hium na wogla kapsni. Chai chuha lila ota. Waki pranaha. Techia umpik lena, woki kisila gena uchoka. Naha, okuze tipina, okaske tranka, hena usha. Usha, maza tiopa, natragna kaoki, hena isha kiksu ita. Na okuze tipi, hena usha papiko, isha woki, hena atiha uchakwe. Natrokata kia, wamakaskan lisa, yotiekiapi. Hena isha woseki, hena tetsusi oapakwe. Metona hun ho consul on let you say walks up and was in a hunya of pickle, wola cote, chetki, wocheke, wakaki. Kia hetsus, a hippicle, uchi chappi, oh, metaki.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Last week we were talking about solutions. For some reason, that radio show did not the liking of, I call them, oppressive officials. And somebody removed it. So we're going to talk about it again. The lines are open. Let's start.
Come on, callers. We're going to give you this opportunity to unleash havoc on this show. So it's your show, the Indigenous Voices of People. Come on. Go ahead.
805-1176. Welcome to the show. 918-0762. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is Lawrence. I think it's pretty ironic how the first thing when you think of America is freedom of speech. like everybody loves to throw that out there. And that's like the first thing they take from you. So for the government, for the officials that took that off the air, which I did listen, man, you know, I always tell people on my show that this is something we have to pay attention to, regardless what race you are, what ethnic background, because if in America, this is how it works. It's like a bully in school. If you allow it to happen to one person, it's going to snowball from there. And it's a damn shame. And sometimes, many times, I'm afraid to admit this, but, you know, I'm ashamed to be an American sometimes. I've just seen the stuff that happens in the world and how just things unfold and all the rights that are being taken away from the voices that were taken away, you know, the language that was changed, and then all of a sudden it's like they're just making everything disappear. They're not resolving shit. And it really frustrates me because I tell all the white people this and all the blacks and Mexicans and everybody else that it's going to happen. You know, the only people that aren't suffering are the rich folk, are the politicians creating this. Everybody else is in the same boat. And for those people that think that this isn't going to happen to you or your people, you're sadly mistaken, my friends. This is just the start. That's it. Right back to you.
And I thank you for that, Lawrence. That's a beautiful thing. You know, most people in the realm, they always claim to be more or less, you know, in the situation of how American people trivialize, you know, the falling dynasties that occur in Indian country, better known as Turtle Island. So aside from all this stuff that goes on, we try to take this opportunity to help a lot of you indigenous people and other people of color to really pay attention to what's going on in December 2nd. 2022. It's another era and it's another breed of people that are ignoring their situation of what the circumstance is. It's called freedom and independence. But as long as the system constantly takes control of the body, the spirit, the mind, and not giving you that benefit of a doubt, the only solution you're going to have is giving up. And it's here, people. You can take it from any means necessary. You can. You can take it in any heart of it. Doesn't matter. But as long as you're going to see reality unfold from a different point of view, you're going to see exactly how this plays out in the end. Majority of the people don't take on these elements very seriously. Well, like they say they do. I disagree. Because each time we have people come on the air to talk about solutions, the whole scenario of why we're facing these things in the year 2022, people have lost that characteristic of understanding fairness and balance. And every time when we talk about the solutions, what is the solution? Everybody puts their time and energy on the way America trivializes things. And I don't give a shit if somebody on tonight's show gets offended by it. Because the only thing that civilized and modern people want is to eliminate people. Repeating the same replica of what Rome did, the Mesopotamians did, Mediterraneans, the Egyptians, the fucking Greeks, all of those people created things to empower themselves to do away with the human population. They used human population as a workforce to increase their whole cities like Babylon, according to the white man's Bible, scriptures that were written by modern people, not Christ's so-called apostles and disciples, not by them, huh? This is all interpreted. You go back and look history, and you will see back in them days, history never, ever repeated itself. In the new era of man, history is repeating itself because they cannot leave things alone. Meaning, if you have freedom, you got independence. And the greatest choice to resolve that problem is leave me alone, man. Leave me alone. That's it. This is why you have so much incarceration rates of men and women. Now children. And now the elderly. God damn, man. Human population, what the fuck is wrong with you? Then you create all these foreign wars over the lust for minerals. God damn, people. That's what you're lusting for. Every war that these guys invade countries for, it's not because of the people doing bad. It's fucking minerals, man. That's what it is. But you don't want to talk that way. The American people, I don't give a fuck if they're government, state, county, even the fucking tribal government. Tribal government will sell out their souls of their children. A tribal government. They will do that. That's how the white man works. That's how evil works. Sad but true. But as stupid as we fucking two-legged are, we allow it. We allow it. We don't say a goddamn thing by putting the blame on them. Look, if all the people in my country of Turtle Island, no matter what the work industry is, no matter what the work industry is, if all the people will shut down and stop the plantation's assignments of work, this fucking country would die quick. It would die quick. So they would have to be like a sponge to absorb communication with the rest of humanity. But because the rest of humanity is on drugs, alcohol, sociological deformatory, sensitism, eurocentric bipolar disorders, you're all doomed and you're also dead, but you don't know it. And that's the thought process of what Americans do. The American people, okay? Two-legged, American people. When you bastardize that flag, red, white, and blue, one of my late brothers, John Trudell, burnt that flag on the steps in Washington, D.C., okay? And this is how evil the white man is. The white man killed his family out in Duck Valley. Killed him. Burned his wife up and children. This is how fucking the evil the white man is. He'll kill everybody if you let him. He'll fucking torture you if you let him. That's what's happening here. And all these Christian-minded people that think the good book's going to be your fucking salvation to a promised land, bullshit. It'll never exist. It'll never do this. Every scriptures in these books were created by a civilized and modern man. The original Bible's tabloids. They're never written. Because you can't pronounce them in English, people. The same way the Lakota language cannot be written in English. God damn, look, he's a good example, people. This is why I get so fucking mad. All these countries across the globe come into my country, but they ask a white man, oh, Mr. White Man, is it okay that I can come into America? Fuck you. And I mean fuck you. You did not ask the indigenous people. We're the owners of Turtle Island. You ask me if you want to come in here. The white man does not own Turtle Island. That's the description of what's written by civilized and modern people. Fuck you guys, man. We can't ever talk about sociological deformatories because it's always about civilized and modern fucking people. And if you're listening out there, Mallory, whatever your name is, little girl,
wipe
your snatch. Clean it. Clean your snatch, little girl. You talk too much. You will never be 100% pure blood indigenous.
We don't
pedigree
our blood. We do not pedigree our blood. We do not pedigree our blood.
Yes, we do.
That's the sickening. That's the sickening with you because you're out there in California bastardizing who you are as an indigenous woman like you claim.
I'm not in California.
All you
want to
do is argue. You don't listen.
Do you know who I am?
You're
no, you're the one who
you are just a child.
First.
You're still a child.
No,
maybe it's time some adults
old.
Need to get you a pacifier.
I'm 53
so you can
years
suck
old.
On it and
you
go
can
to sleep.
Suck on mine. You are
so all of this nonsense that you put out on Facebook, this is what the system does.
You are an embarrassment.
The system, does this
country.
All the time to
you're
people,
full of shit,
and you're one of them.
You are full of shit.
You are one of them. There is no such thing as 100% indigenous people. No such thing. That's all white man. All white man.
The white man
tells you something, you believe it. And you keep using the computer to describe yourself.
You know me personally. And you know exactly
I don't
want to
hear that stuff. I'm glad you came on the show.
I'm glad you came on the show. Wonderful welcome.
We got you on the show now. So if there's some indigenous girls, some real women out there, indigenous,
this is
the Maori girl. That really downgrades us indigenous people. This is her. So if you Indian women are out there, get this girl. Let her hear some indigenous shit from you women out there. Come on. Introduce yourself to little Mallory. And I'm glad you came on.
You're full of shit, little girl. No, I came to
you are full
address
of shit,
you and your little buddy here.
Well, this is Rachel. And, yeah, you're right. We're almost in 2023, but I don't know where you live, where you come from, but I live in the heart of racism
I'm from Muskogee and Cherokee Nation. Where are you from?
Oh, so are you from Oklahoma?
My tribe
you're
is, yes.
Oklahoma?
I live in Michigan, but my tribe is in Tulsa,
okay.
Yes.
Well, honey, I live in Oklahoma, and I
Good.
Grew up here all my life.
Yes.
And you know what? Still today, I'm living in a racist town that don't like me living here.
Oh, I am too. I live
so
deep
I'm not
in a little
sit
town
here.
In Michigan.
Okay, let me speak. Let me speak, please.
Let me ask you something, relative, relation, auntie, cousin, sister. If you got addressed the way I just got addressed on this show, and called out and was rude to, would you be in a very good mood to talk really nicely and not get upset without saying one word? I have not said one word.
I get talked that way by, okay, let me answer.
It doesn't
just
matter
recently,
whether you got talked to. I'm asking you a specific question.
I'm
would
trying
you be
to
upset
answer
right
you,
now?
You. Yeah, I'm getting ready to answer if you let me.
Okay, go ahead.
4 months ago, I had a crotchety old white man who talked to me that way.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but we're, we're in
a
we're in 2023,
white man. Not,
right?
Not your own. A white man. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so when you got a white man who comes up to your house and he thinks because he's wearing a little census badge, he can call me an ignorant native, tell me to get the fuck back in my own house in 2022, I don't like the way that guy talked to me. Sister,
okay.
I'm a single woman living in a town, a racist town, and still today in 2022 they speak to us that way. And we're supposed to sit here
and
want to get along with them.
Have you gotten treated like that by one of your own, though, by another Native American?
Hold on, let me step in here. You are not a native. You are not native, okay? According to what
native.
Your white man named us as native, you
I
are
am
native,
native,
okay?
By
no, you are not.
And registered.
You
oh, yes,
are
I
not.
Am. Prove
no,
me wrong.
No, you are not.
Prove me wrong.
I'll tell you why you're not. Because, see, little Tyreek won't get up and bastardize his words with you. Tyreek won't do that. Tyreek's a punk just like everybody else,
you
okay?
You don't know me. Do you know me personally,
No, you
sir?
Listen, little girl. Little,
you
listen.
No, you
we did. Invited you to our show.
Out of
you
all
listen,
due
little girl.
Respect,
elder. You listen. You listen, little
all
girl.
Due
all
respect,
you do, you're
elder.
Like a white man. A white man
do
loves
you know
to argue.
Me personally, yes
white
or no?
Man loves to argue. White man
no,
loves to
do
argue.
Do you know
okay?
me personally, yes or
you listen.
No,
you are none of that. No, no. No, stop right there, little girl. Stop it.
You stop right here, elder.
Little girl, you don't know nothing yet.
All due respect.
No, you do not know nothing.
Respect,
with all
do you
due
know,
respect,
that's your
there is no respect.
Know,
those are just words that belong to the white race.
Hey, Chinupa,
do you
belong
know
to the white
me
race,
personally?
Okay? White
do you
race,
know me personally?
Words,
it's
okay?
an easy question,
white
yes
race,
or no?
White race, white
you
race.
You know
people.
Me personally.
No, I do not know you,
do
and I don't want to
know
you. I'm glad
yes
you came
no?
on the show because some of your
do
illustrations
you know
of what you writ on Facebook, you are
do
a little
it
troubled
doesn't matter
girl that
about
does
Facebook.
All her problems
it matters.
With smoking
do you
dope,
know me
putting
personally?
Lipstick on
your
Have face.
Have you ever met me
you're
in person
You're all
to
of this stuff going on.
Me.
You repeat it over and over, okay?
You
create
you
a dilemma
personally?
All the time.
For you.
The problem is you're like a training pad, okay?
The
that
problem is that
you
are making
on. That's what you're like,
attack,
okay? Because you can't get your way with other people.
Me and you
we're
do
the
not
real
know
indigenous
me
people. We are the real indigenous people
yeah,
still struggling on this land. California, the whole state of California is full of drug-infested people that use their position to get ahead. That's
uh-huh.
what they do. I've been out there. That's what
uh-huh.
you do.
Hey, Chinupa.
So the
uh-huh.
greatest tool
Chinupa.
You all use, the greatest
okay.
tool in modern phonics today, modern
uh-huh.
phonics, the greatest tool is the fucking computer.
And yet you still haven't fucking answered my
and
question.
The, and the fucking computer
do you know me personally?
Is what creates division.
Do you know who I am?
This
do you
is
know
what white
I've
people
done?
Love. This is what the government love, the states, the county, the tribal government, all of
have
them love this.
Have you ever been to
okay?
the Middle East? You
all
sit there and say that you know what the Palestinians
say. Have
you ever been frontline in the Middle East?
For you, you're just a little girl. I lived on Earth for 65 years. You just got here, little girl.
I don't give a shit. You're only a few years older than I am.
You do give a shit because you don't know what it is to be a woman. You're 67, you're full of shit too, girl.
No, you're full of
you
shit.
You need to understand what fairness and balance is because until you quit
no,
bastardizing
you're the
your
kind
words
of, you're
on
the
internet and condemning people,
the
then
rest
people
of our
will, uh-huh.
It's because you come on
to,
here with your little seven listeners,
the wing creatures,
and you talk shit,
and everybody that
and
has heart.
Shit,
that's my brothers and sisters.
Trying to tell everybody else what to do.
You don't
and
have any of that because... What you stupid on the internet? That
I knew
you
that wasn't
are
100%
indigenous.
You
there's
guys
no
got
such
what,
thing.
Five viewers?
There's no such thing.
Your
listen to
only
me,
got one.
Girl.
I'm looking
listen
at him right now.
Me.
He's only got one viewer
that's
on Facebook.
All you do is
want to
argue like a
to?
White woman.
What natives
you
are you calling?
You're a white woman. You're not indigenous. You're not indigenous.
Okay.
You're a white woman.
Okay.
White women love to argue.
Okay,
that's
well, whatever you say, because you're not
going to
be here. You still haven't answered my fucking question.
They all fight and argue.
Why
do
you know me personally? Do you
that's
know
all right.
me personally?
That's all they do because
okay.
they have drugs.
And I don't
drugs.
Know what you're talking
white
about,
man.
The white man.
That's
oh,
white man.
That's
what
you're
doing.
Does.
That's what
you're
doing.
Does.
That's
breeding with
oh,
all different kinds
doing.
Of races. How
that's
can you just
doing.
Say the white
that's
man?
That's
there's half white and half native people all over here.
No, you're not half none of that. If you were, you wouldn't be acting
like that. You're not half nothing of a human being.
You are not.
To even get any kind of reputation for a native First Nation person. Because you're full of
you
hate.
Are a displaced
you're full of
little
hate.
Girl.
Every time you come on here, you're screaming and yelling about something. Well, God damn it. You know,
Tyreek,
nobody wants to hear your bullshit. The
Tyreek,
solution is all to be about unity,
Tyreek.
Not you about you sitting here. Who the fucking
hell
that is?
This is
up.
What you like to start.
You know, put
so
have
now
your,
you
have
got that
your
little
wife
girl.
Put a depends
now you know
on your
who
fucking
she
ass.
Is.
Okay.
She is that
and
way.
And grow the
she's
fuck
been,
up, dude.
She's an American.
It's
that's what Americans do.
No more.
That's what Americans do.
Hello.
That's what Americans
oh,
do. That's what Americans do.
Question.
She's an American.
This is Jenny.
She is an American. She's not indigenous.
Hello.
She sure in the hell ain't native
hey,
either.
Let her talk. Jenny, directly. Okay,
Mallory. She's not native.
Okay.
She's none of that.
Hello.
Mallory, I'm
she's
here.
None of it.
Okay.
Let us hear who she is.
Mallory,
let her talk
to me directly.
She condemns a native man, but she won't condemn a white man.
Okay.
She condemns native
okay,
men, but she
I
can't
understand.
Condemn a white man.
All of you, just give
hey, Mallory,
me
Mallory,
talk, 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 talk,
up,
talk to me directly. Mallory, talk to me. I'm here. I'm Tariq.
I want to
oh,
say something first.
No.
I
want to
say something to this woman.
Talk. Hey, guys.
No.
Hang on.
Yeah, talk to me. Talk to me.
Get
you are the Mallory.
Who's still for hating this country? You tell me, lady, who's still for hating this country? Open your doors and you look out here. You got white nationalists want to kill minority people. Who are you to talk about in the year 2022 still hates? What world are you really living in? They're killing black people in stores. They're killing Mexican kids in schools. What world do you live in? You talk about the hate and the anger with us. Why don't you go ask a white man that? In the year 2022, the privileged man who has come over here and brought all this over here that we are mad about today. And he's still in the year 2022 hating and angry and racist. And you sit there and you have a goal to defend that man. And call this man what you're saying. No white man has had to put up with what the races of people had to in this country. But you still want to defend them and run us down. You go ask a white man why he's angry, why he's hateful, why he talks to his wife and slaps the shit out of him, too.
You guys could ask me. I'm here.
This is Jenny.
Oh,
is she on?
We're so fucking angry.
Is Mallory still on the line? I'm asking.
Be angry. You got to be. The only time
Mallory, are you
happen,
still here or did
anger.
You leave? Look, I'm going to tell you
still
something.
On the board?
Okay, hold on. Let me say something because we're really live. We're not live only on Block Talk Radio, Facebook. We're on satellite right now, okay? This show is making headlines, and this show has just became number one at Block Talk Radio. You know why? Because we don't fuck around on this show. The voices that you are hearing here, Mallory, are indigenous voices, people that you claim is like your own. I would have never said shit to you if you never fucking posted anything on my Facebook account or left a comment. I would have never said your name. I would never bring up anything about you if you never fucking said shit on my Facebook and left a comment. So guess what? You are shouting. You're arguing like a fucking white girl, a little girl, with all the rest of the indigenous people. And this is what this show is all about. It's not about, I hurt your feelings. 2022, entitled generation, mommy generation. This show is everybody's fucking hate inside to come out. So this fucking Zionist white bastard would fucking know how everybody feels about him. You got that?
Bullshit. It's bullshit. We got somebody on this radio show.
And you know something? Stop fucking interrupting other people. If somebody's fucking talking and you call yourself a fucking adult, listen first and then comment. Don't argue like a fucking little girl. Back to all of you.
I want to know, I am pissed here to hear what I heard tonight. I am pissed. She's sitting there condemning this Native man. But out here all through America, she can't condemn. Look out here and see what's going on in this country. How these white people are hating and angry. Still in the year 2022. What about their hate? What about their fucking anger? What about their privilege? What's causing their fucking anger? I want to know. I've been asking this myself for years. Why is that white man still so fucking angry? Why is he still hating? And here's a good question. Who the fuck does a white man not hate and not want a goddamn motherfucking kill? But you want to take up for that motherfucker?
Would you like me to answer that question?
Anybody.
I'll play devil's advocate. So let me tell you why the white man's angry. And this is coming from, I have Native blood, but I don't consider myself Native because I have been Americanized. And that's just the truth. But I still stand with my brothers and my sisters. And the reason being is the white man is always angry. It's because think of it like this. For the white man, there's never enough. There's always more to conquer. There's a DNA
that's right
in the white
right.
man that is a I will take and I will take and I will take at any means necessary. So the problem is that we were conquerors. Think about it. We dominate over animals. We have millions of fucking pets. We sit there and we want more property. We want more money. We want more jobs. We will take it all. The reason why the white man is angry today is because there is never enough that you can give them. They will keep
That's
taking
right.
and taking until there's nothing but death and carnage behind it. And you can look at all the wars throughout the history of the United States, which they don't teach in school anymore, right? They never taught it. They taught some bullshit about some guy coming over, discovering America, putting a flag down, and it was actually the Bahamas or something, or some bullshit like that. So the thing is that for the white man, you can't satisfy him. It's just in our DNA. It really is. And so why the white man is angry is because there's too much going on in the world where we cannot take all at once. We cannot control like we used to. It's modern-day society. So we do it by little pieces. It's psychology. Take a little bit from these people, be allowed to do it, make it a normalcy, and then we go to bigger diversity. It's no different than what the government's doing to us. It's by spoonful. Because society and history shows that if you sit there and you do it all in one swoop, there's called a revolt. There's called a backlash. So if you do it by spoonful, everybody goes, oh, no, that's fine. It's fine. It's happened before. And that's the problem. And let me tell you something about the white men. Why they're so fucking angry is because they base their happiness off of belittling by taking advantage and by the torture of others. Because once again, it goes back to that DNA. There's nothing that nobody could say. There's nothing nobody can do. Let me tell you, Chinupa said, brought up a good point, and he said, what's the solution? How do we fix it? And I hope this doesn't come across as a threat, but you just got to kill them all. Kill them all, start over. That's how
Well, I'll tell you what the solution
that's
is.
That's how it needs to be done.
Whoever put their asses on Earth has got to take their fucking asses off of Earth. You know, I can't understand whoever put their asses on this earth and allow it to get into the condition that it is today, and that all minority people have to be questioned why we're angry, why we got hate. Are you for real? That's all we've been dealing with since them fuckers landed over here is their fucking hate and anger. They still today ask us why we're angry, why we hate, why we cuss. Screw their fucked up way of thinking.
Diversion. They pacify. They divert chaos. The
I guess
privilege
ain't working
in the
good life. Enough for them.
No, there's, you know, and let me tell you something. As a white man growing up in the suburb, the urban neighborhood, used to call the ghetto, and you can't say it no more. There's no privilege. Not for a low class. I mean, we're for the politicians, for the rich white people, for the nation. Yeah, they're living some privilege because they step on the necks of all of us in order to get to where they need to go.
You even got poor white folk out here. You got poor white folk out here that are just as nasty as those rich folk are with their attitude and behavior. You know,
yeah,
I don't want
to
hear no more excuses for that
right
man.
Wait, continue. I make excuses? Let's explore this. I make excuses?
I
for
said,
white
I
people,
ain't making no more
something.
Excuses for them.
Okay, let me tell you something about white people, my elder, because I do respect my elder, so I won't disrespect you in this sense. But let me tell you about white people and about every race in that matter. Yeah. Nobody likes their own race because it's always your own race that fucks you over more than the other. So you know what? Miss me with that shit. White people, I don't see things by race. I see by people. By human beings, but you know what? I also acknowledge the suffering of people. And let me tell you something, I don't side with white people or make excuses. I'll tell you right now, I will trust a black, a Mexican, or even an Asian and a native all at once before I trust a white man. Because you know what? I know how they think. So there's no excuses here, my elder. So I do apologize for sounding very angry right now, but I don't make excuses for white people. I slam them more than you probably do.
But the white man was an example of civilization. The white man was supposed to be an example of civilization. But they've been the ones
according
teaching all the hate and anger.
They
were supposed
to
teach civilization
they
now, weren't they? Where the
there's
hell
no
is it? Because I don't even see it amongst
never,
their own.
Because it's all a facade. There's no such thing as civilization. There's nothing. It's all a fucking book. It's all written by white people in history. What was it? You have to wear a top hat. You have to wear this coat. You have to wear these boots. It's all man-made. It's all man-made. There's no such thing. You're going off of a white history right now that was written by the white man. There's no such thing as civilization. You know what civilization is? Me able to walk down the street in whatever I want and go pick my fruit. To walk down the street and go actually and hunt my dinner for my family. That is civilization. It's been so twisted and watered down through the years. I don't even want to hear that shit because there's no such thing. That was all facade. That was all an imagery made by the government, made by the people to put up something that made stuff that did belittle the Native American people that sat there and made them look like savages. That's where the word civilization comes from. And with that, I'll
can
hand
I
the show
say
over
something?
To you.
Hello, this is Jenny
yes.
calling in from the Pecani Nation Reservation. What is your name, the guy that's talking right now?
Identify yourself, please.
What is your name,
name
the one
Lawrence.
That was just talking? Okay,
no,
so
my
you,
name's Lauren.
Lauren, I'm Jenny. But so you just came on here. This is your first time on here. So things that were explained before, basically what we're trying to say, and I'm trying to say this, okay? Not say it, but share it, because what you're saying is very true. Every race today is divided, okay?
Uh-huh.
But you just got to explaining what I've been saying and many others have been saying. They use in the religion and the education to do it. See? Otherwise, if they're not, then why are we all speaking English and reading English and living, you know, a European way of life that don't belong here on Turtle Island? There was civilization here. Exactly what you said is what our people were doing before all of this came across the ocean. Now, this is what we're living now, and you see it didn't work. It won't work because they're practicing something that don't belong here. Our people are trying to hold on to what knowledge is still here of our people, because if all these people that are trying to say they're us and all that and what, all right, then where the hell were you when we needed you? And in all these battles that we have been doing so far, you're all in the city. You know, this Mallory girl, well, she's only, what, a few years younger than me, but she don't talk a way that she should be talking, and she's truly connected to what she's saying she is, you know. Chinupa himself has done a lot more than this woman will ever realize what he does for his people. I witnessed it with my own eyes, my own ears, my own mind. Many of his elders call him. His phone is constantly busy. Because I was there.
And as far as I'm concerned,
so she can't be talking to somebody that she don't even realize who she's really talking to. She wants to know, oh, you don't know me, you don't know me, you don't know me. Well, obviously we know her just by her attitude, just by her own mind. Not unless she can convince us that she had did something in any state that she has lived in to change something for us, all of us.
No, agreed. But let me tell you something
about
Chinupa.
If she has, then she needs to just, you know, Chinupa's been cussed out. Many of us been cussed out by our own people and other people. Many races are ignorant and disrespectful towards us, you know? And then we were actually reminded to them what they have done to our people. So when we refer to white people, that's how we identify them as, you know, the color of people. So when we say white people, we're talking about the government system, this whole damn system what they're doing to all of us today. So
well,
she needs to get
thing.
Her
I'll
mind right. If she was raised by real elders, she would understand that when we're referring to the white, we're referring to the damn system that's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants to get all
thing.
Mad because she has white friends and, you know, all different colors of friends. Well, fine. Those are your friends, not mine. We're talking
well,
about
all,
reality here.
Life.
We're not trying to, you know, get mad and hate everybody for it. No. We're showing our emotional abuse that, you know, that we all carry because of the system. We're all grandmothers and what? We have children. We have grandchildren. We're speaking for our elders that can't speak for themselves at times. This is going on our reservation. If you think you think about what's going on with the so-called America, what's happening here, that's what's going on our reservations too. So we were supposed to figure out a way, how do we do this as a people? How do we stand up as a people?
Well,
we're trying
one,
to stop something, you know, that we're all talking about it. So how do we stop it? What are we going to do to stop all of it?
The ones that are Americanized and are conditioned to think like the white man, you can't use them. It's too late.
Yeah, they're still going to remain greedy.
Like
they're still going to believe in a religion that they're forgiven for everything they do.
Well, and this is the thing. Let me tell you something about Chinupa. Me and Chinupa is a good friend and a brother of mine, and I've been on the show a few times, and so I follow you guys pretty regularly. But this is the thing. Chinupa, yeah, he's angry. He sounds angry. It's not anger.
People are still dying.
The shit that man's seen, the shit that man's gone through, he's earned that right to speak the way he does. So the thing is that nobody condemns anybody for going through hell and back and still living on this earth. We have nothing to say to that man as far as how he comes across, and he hurts our feelings, and, you know, He's I'm butthurt now. The thing is this. He's earned that right. He's an elder. He could speak any way he wants. It's our job as the younger one to sit there and listen, like the brother was saying. Speak less, listen more. But like I said, the ones that have been Americanized. It's too late. Now, the thing is, there's a thing you could be Americanized and wake up and see where you've gone wrong. But the first step is admitting it and saying, hey, I've been duped. You know, I don't know. My bad. How do I come back? And follow and once again follow the red road, and to get back to your people, and that's the only way around it. And Chinupa, I love you. And if anyone has a problem with anything I said, you can contact me 805-621-1176. Again, 805-621-1176. White, black, Mexican, Native.
Lord, you learned something good from your brother Chinupa. You really did. Thank you for that.
Yes, I did.
You see, this is what we're saying. I get really pissed off at people thinking that we don't know the English consonants. So here's Jenny from Montana country with the Blackfeet people. Here's Rachel. And we expected more indigenous women to come on the show because I wanted them to hear more of the expectations between the way white people do things and the way we savages do things. And if that offends both nations, then so be it. Because white people, on the other hand, they called us savages. So I can accept that. Even half-breeds used to call me a savage when I was a kid. Didn't hurt me. And even these half-breeds, let me tell you this, people. These half-breeds, I don't give a fuck what kind of blood they had in them. They used to say this, because my family, is their Anglo name is Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, okay? My grandfather, his name was Roy, but his first name was Chante Ohitika Wichasha, the man with a strong heart. Then he, when they start using all these Anglo names, after the lateral part of the Wounded Knee Massacre in 1890, my grandpa adapted that name, Roy. Stanislaus Martin. White man give you three names, okay? You have a first name, you have a middle name, and then you have that last name, and that last name is really a first name, okay? This is white man.
So imagine my people have to be subjected to that. Now, the reason why I use this professional concept to describe people, American language, English language, American and English language, it's a barbaric and brutal fucking language. It's the only language that kills and destroys people. It'll kill a baby. A baby don't even have to be, man, brought into with arms and legs as a fetus, as a little tadpole. They'll kill it. That's the white man for you. That's what they do. That's what generations to generations. That's what they do. Indigenous people, on the other hand, we didn't do that. So the identifying the wrongs and rights, people will protect the white man out of any extreme, okay? Well, I'm protecting my people at any extreme. My number's all over the place, 605-517-2621, 605-517-1547. I urge you people to call me. You won't call me because you do not have the virtue of living on this earth primitively, and you can't speak what the earth has given you. We have a saying. They say, Nilakhota hanta, makha ochlate hetsus inichache hanta, wo kekilena luhakte. Well, I don't have to explain that to you guys if you're all indigenous. You see? Every indigenous tribe of this Western Hemisphere, the continent of Turtle Island, has a language. That fucking language was beaten from them, taken from them, murdered from them, okay? I don't ever hear you guys questioning the fucking white race's English language. Go over to Europe. You go over there, the English language is broken. White man, listen. Listen to me, white man. Your language is broken over there, son of a bitch. Okay? So in America, they professionalize the words. The English language was created by fucking acronyms. Okay? S-T-O-P. Stop. Fuck. F-U-C-K. Huh? Law. L-A-W. They're all acronyms. They were that fucking small. So sophistication and the learning concepts of how white people do it today, white people, okay, you bastardized, you even raped that language. You murdered it. So those language created as acronyms, they made them bigger to confuse the brain so you can use the professionality to describe them. Fuck. F-U-C-K, fornication under Cornell knowledge. You have to have an agreement with your spouse in order to have sex. Fuck, okay? Stop, S-T-O-P, squeal tires on pavement. It's a drag race symbol. That's why these long cars, when they take off real fast, but before they see the green light, they got to squeal their tires. Their tires are wide. But because the RPM ratings in the machine of an engine that combust carbon dioxide and all this other shit that they put in them, they shrink the tires and they have a burnout. And then when the light turns green, it says, go on, Z-O. This is what people don't fucking understand. The white man's language is brutal. Law, L-A-W. Lying authority wins. That's what attorneys do. Now they call them esquires today. People, as stupid as you fucking two-legged are, you don't get who your real enemy is. It's people like Mallory and the rest of them. The Bible just got here. It just got here.
And I'm glad
the sacred pipe, the buffalo, the elk, the four-legged, the winged creatures, they've always been here the same way the indigenous people been here.
Okay.
New archives of different things are coming to light because white man hid these things. Okay, hold on.
Sorry.
One more thing.
Hold on. If you got to go, go. You can always come back tomorrow. There's another show tomorrow. Or you can come back at 7, whenever. It don't matter.
Here's what
I'm saying to you all. Listen. You all like to talk in America. That's yours. Not on Turtle Island. Turtle Island is a language country. And I'm doing this show to help you, even help my brother, Tyreek. Tyreek writes his language in Arabic. He does. I don't. I paint my language. My language was done on pictograph. There's no words for it. That's a lie. So all the indigenous people bastardized our language. So they interpret. No, it's not. That's not. The Great Mystery said, never, ever will I allow you indigenous people to write your language. He never did. Mother Earth never told us to write our language. The eagles never told us to do that. So did the buffalo. This is the problem with we two-legged today. We've been cultivated with might phonics. I get sick and tired of you people claiming to be indigenous. If you can't support mine and stand for mine, as that little girl said, with whatever the percentage is, me, it's all of it. I don't care about what her philosophy is in the mind science of what she claims. That's anyone can claim that. Mie malak hotak. Akeo. Mie malak hotak. That's it. Right there. So having that language gives me the ability to learn what my other blood is. It's called Titista. Titista. The star Titista. The star Titista. And then my other blood. Maheo Tokose. Nagadawi. Pahenota. Tokode. Nagadawi. Nagadawi. Mushika. The language called Nahua. From Little Sister's land, down south here, Mexico. My other blood. And then I was forced with this brutal language, English. And that's the only language that is barbaric and no good. Ministers, preachers, reverends, pastors, bishops, cardinals, the Pope, all of them, they all swear according to that good book. I don't know if it's good, but that's what they label it as. It's a good book. But the symbol, B-I-B-L-E, they don't even know what that stands for. Basic instructions before leaving Earth, okay? So as you're cultivated in your brain, understanding white man phonics and their education system, basic instructions before leaving Earth. Analyze that once, then you'll understand. Here's the white man pushing this on every culture out there that has their own way to return to the happy hunting grounds. If the Arabic people, when I was over in Palestine, I went to my little brother Tariq's country. Beautiful place. I've seen the poverty worse than ours. Even when I went down to Little Sister's land in Mexico, when I was over there, poverty worse than ours. I've been to places, and I also been to places where the rich quantified the poor. I went to Finborough, London, England. I was over in England. This is why I know the concepts between the English, you know, virtues of speaking their language and what's over there. They're over there in England. The language over there is broken. Over here, it's raped. So they have a professional identity to it. Professional. Not over there, huh? Over here. That's the difference between people. Other countries can't even speak English. And that's a beautiful thing, and I love it. I love it with the purity of it.
I
but
need
this
to say
language,
something.
English, is brutal. It's a hateful language. It makes you mad. You fight and argue, and you can never come together in it. End of story. Turning it back to all of you guys. Back to you all.
Okay. Okay, I got a problem right now. Hold on. All right. Dominga Mallory said in a text message, I have reported this live broadcast on both platforms for hate speech. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Hate speech and personal harassment for the very unprovoked personal attack on myself before I even spoke, making the show to single me out. I will be taking this further. Hey, Mallory.
It sounds like a white person.
It is a white person.
She chose
Mallory,
to come onto the show.
Let me say
her
something
choice.
Right now. Let me say something, please. Mallory, on my Facebook, there's a card of my lawyer. You got a problem? We could take this to the law. And what you are doing is you're crying on the radio show, the global radio show. You're crying on Facebook as a Karen. What is a Karen? A white entitled woman complaining about our radio show because of what you did. What you did. You know? Of what you did. If you ever did not post anything on my Facebook account, we wouldn't have any issues between you and I. So guess what? It's called freedom of speech. And
yeah.
I told you, you invited me publicly. I told you many times before, this is a public radio show. Look at your messages. So guess what? You want to act like a child now? Now, as an adult, go ahead and report me.
Oh, she's acting like a white person.
Do.
That's what they do.
Okay.
Whiny.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Last year, I posted all over Facebook and Instagram, and I had more than 150 officers at my house. Because of what I said during a protest. So guess what? The lawyer, he told me something. I have the right of freedom of speech in this land. And this is what we are doing. We are talking about all the shit happening in Turtle Island and around the world. And you just want to cry. You want to do lawsuits. This is all that you're about. You're not indigenous. You're just a person. You know, you keep on telling us hurting your own. There you go. That's the facts right there. You're
okay, let's all sue each other.
You're a snitch.
She got
and
butt
a rat.
Hurt. She's on Facebook.
Yeah, we pulled.
Oh, let me pull that fucking fiddle out. Let me pull the Facebook fiddle out, because Facebook's full of white nationalists. Facebook's full of Trumpers. Facebook's full of Nazis. Oh, and she's coming off of Facebook? Let's all get our fucking fiddles out. Like I give a fuck.
Please put your name out there.
She sounds like a white person.
I asked for you all to keep my name out your mouths, and you still got it going. I was being nice.
Sister, I haven't brought your name in my mouth, so don't come at me.
Yes, you have, bitch. Yes, you
have. No, I didn't. I didn't
yes,
say
you
your
have,
name.
Bitch.
No,
yes, you
I
have.
Didn't.
Yes,
oh,
you
go
have.
Fuck off, Karen. That's your name, Karen?
Karen,
oh,
man.
I like this show, brother.
You people are
okay,
nothing
I
but
didn't,
a bunch
I didn't say your name, did I?
Motherfuckers. Get up
Karen,
on here talking bullshit
Karen,
and do nothing.
Karen,
do nothing.
Karen,
what are you doing
Karen,
for the Native Americans? What are you doing for the indigenous people on this place?
What
nothing.
Are you doing?
Absolutely nothing.
What
you're
are you
up,
doing?
You're up here taking up our
time. Drek, he's sitting here. He's sitting. Why aren't you in fucking Palestine with your people frontlining every Friday? Huh? Why are you here?
Huh?
If you're so worried about
your
people
like you,
over there, I've lived over there. I lived over there from 2010
because
until 2011, and I've been alive for your people
drag
a lot
on this radio
time.
Show.
Why the fuck aren't you in Palestine? Why
don't
the fuck aren't you in Palestine?
Facebook.
Huh?
Go take your freedom of speech
you
on Facebook with all the other hypocrites.
You think you're talking to somebody stupid, and you sit here and try to say that you're trying to do some kind of unity for indigenous people,
there
and all you're doing is spewing hate. All you're doing is spewing hate.
Fuck hate. You're taking
y'all
up for the people.
I am the answer of blog talk. I have my own shit. I got my own stuff. I don't have to use no third party.
You're on a platform.
When you come in on my show. When you come in on my show. Huh? When you come in on my show.
We're on Facebook.
With some real Palestinians.
Sister.
We will
don't
come
go back to your Facebook.
We will come on your show.
Go back to your Facebook
yeah,
and see all the hate.
You want us to
I've
come on
with,
your show?
I've sat with Ken O'Keefe. I've sat with Victorio. I've sat with a lot of, you don't even know who I am. You have no clue who you're talking to.
Yeah, you
ever
deal with
who
we are either.
You have no clue.
You don't know who
you're
we are either.
You didn't even,
where we're coming
I don't care
from.
Who you are, bitch. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, bitch.
I don't take.
Bitch
I don't take
my name all my life.
Treating me that way.
Bitch.
When you treat me out of my.
Yeah, that's what the white man
is
calling me all my
you
life.
Are. You
bitch.
Can be Jesus for all I care.
Bitch.
Y'all attacked
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
I didn't
that's
say
my
one
middle
word.
Name, bitch.
I was invited to this show yesterday.
White man gave me that name.
And
when
then
I
my name. I don't
up,
give a
bitch.
Shit what the white man did to you.
I know you don't.
Now,
you,
now,
you,
who,
you
now who's stringing on a fiddle?
Yeah,
violin.
You don't give a
well,
shit. That's your
me.
Problem. That's
for
your
me,
problem. You
my
don't give a shit.
Oh, my God. You get over it. You're a Native American now.
You get over it.
And there's
sister.
Younger
go
ones that
Facebook.
Need to know.
Ah.
And you're not
go
giving them
Facebook.
Right. There's enough hate
go back
shit
to Facebook.
Here. No, I
go
back
to
on
Facebook.
Front line, baby. Where you been?
Yeah, Facebook's on front line.
Standing my feet with my people. Where the hell you
oh,
been?
Oh, we all know about Standing Rock. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, what about Standing Rock? What about it? Were you there? You're native, supposedly.
No, but I wasn't there, and I'm glad I didn't go from what I heard
I
what
was.
Went down up there. Did
yeah,
you do
right,
drugs?
Whatever.
Did
okay,
you do drugs?
Yeah,
did you get paid cash?
Up,
did you get paid
talk
cash?
Talk natives, but when it comes time to hit your feet on the ground and really stand for your people, then, you know, I don't know where. I got, you know, 10 million excuses why I couldn't be there. Okay. Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
You're
all
on Facebook,
you
honey.
Is to keep
you're one to talk
with
about
your
hate.
Show
you're
here. Everybody has the freedom of speech, yes. But
yeah,
I'm
asking
you,
I'm asking you myself
for this show to keep my name out of the rest of your show. If
nobody's
not,
been
I'll
saying
that,
your name.
And
you're
yes,
the one,
I will pursue harassment charges because you cannot single me out on the show.
Go ahead, because this bitch right here you're talking to,
I will.
Never said your goddamn name.
You never said your goddamn name. Oh, they did.
You're the one who came on.
You don't
my
even
Facebook
know my name.
And put the comment.
You don't even know my
I
name.
I know, and I
it
haven't mentioned your name.
You're sitting here. You're being a hypocrite.
You came on to this show.
My name is Minnehide. I've seen a lot of people does with his people. And you hear this fucking lady sit there and try to say stuff to him? King will kick my fucking nuts. Here you go, lady. Sue me. Sue me.
Sue us all, bitch.
Yeah. I tell you
you sound like a white woman. This is what white women do to black men and other minorities. They come up and start shit, and when they get their asses handed to themselves, then they want to go talk to their liars or the police. Go fuck yourself, white lady.
Chinupa's a good man. He does a lot for his people. He does a lot for us people out here, too. You know, I have a lot of honor for Chinupa.
Yeah.
You know, here's a song. Let me sing the song. Would you guys look quiet down, okay? This is what brought me back. My sister said she shared the song with you. It's called Amazing Grace. The song would come to me in a dream, okay? This is to help that lady understand us. Here it goes like this. It goes, up with Chinupa. Chinupa's a good man. I love you, my brother. Oh.
I love
that
you too,
girl,
brother.
That girl is acting like a white woman because that's what white chicks do. They come up on you. They want to try to hand you your ass, but when you hand it back to them, oh, I'm going to go call the police. Oh, I'm going to go call a lawyer. They always come of their own free will, and when you hand their shit back to them, they want to get mad and call the popo. They want to call their lawyers. Well, hell, fuck it. Go ahead. See, her free will brought her on this show tonight. Her choice. Her freedoms. Her liberties. And if she wants to goddamn get pissy on the Chrissy, grow the fuck up. Put some panties on, bitch.
Mm. Yeah, this is Jenny. You know, I won't say her name, but I'll just call her that.
Her name's Karen.
What she said, you know, she's telling Tariq to go back to Palestine. Well, why don't you go back to Oklahoma?
Hey, I live
and
in Oklahoma.
And she's talking about being at Standing Rock. Well, many of us, myself, was there at Standing Rock. Okay? But there was these things that happened way before Standing Rock. So where was she? Where was she at when we had our stand against our tribal government system that called in the military and declared our Three Lodge camp a state of war camp? They had the army watching us. Where was she when we were trying to protect the headwaters, Triple Divide, because that's her waters too? Where was she? Huh? She has so much knowledge and against saying that, you know, we're creating hate. No, This hate comes from the system. We're talking about the system. Why does it bother her so much? What really bothers her? You know, she couldn't cast and call the, you know, everybody the B word and all that, you know, talk like that. Yeah. Shit, I heard that all my life on a reservation. But remember, there's a strong woman from my reservation that will beat your ass down for talking like that to people that are trying to give some type of understanding to the ones that are not from our location. She don't understand our location up here. What's happening up here? Okay? It's down there where all of this crap is going on, and, you know, you can be whoever you want to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But up here, you know, we're Pekani, and that's it. Hmm? But, you know, but you can't argue with somebody like that. They're the ones that are already hateful about it. That's why she talks that way.
Well, I talk that way too because, you know, I grew up in Oklahoma.
She has a lot of different races of friends, you know, and that's okay. You know, that's what happens when you're out in an urban life, you know. You meet a bunch of different races of people. And then, you know, they start intermarrying it with each other, see? And that's what one of our teachings was from our old ones, telling us to stay red means only with your own people, because you'll create a child, a life that will become your own enemy, and that's what she is. That's what she is. She's our own enemy. The way she's talking and everything, you know, yeah. She hasn't lived what we're living on the reservation. She hasn't lived none of that. If she did, then she'd understand what the hell we're saying and why we're so, you know, mad and, you know, just pissed off and had enough of it now. So, I don't know. I won't even my energy on. I won't even, you know, she could report whatever she wants and take everybody to court, okay?
Well, I was born and raised
What does she want out of it? What is she going to get out of it, you know? See? You have those types
like
of
I
people.
She knew.
She was on a radio or listened to the radio station, okay? She already knew what to expect.
Yeah, I already told her what to expect.
Well, here's the thing. I wasn't born and raised on a reservation. I got brought up out here around this fucking white world. I got my fucking ass kicked every day, talked down to. So I'm one of her out here. But I'm not sitting here turning my back and talking like the shit she is. I was born and raised out here, too. I wasn't born and raised around my people on a reservation or an Indian community. But I put up with every day of hate and racism out here for who I was born to be. So this bitch can't fucking talk to my ass. Because you know what? She better not talk to me. Because I had to throw down every goddamn day of my life out here with these people. And even people like her. I even had to throw down with some of my own down here in Oklahoma because they had that same mindset of taking up for that white man.
Yeah, well, you know,
I
got to read that, what she replied on the radio station on Facebook. I read that reply to what she said, and then she was saying other things. I got to read all those.
Yep.
So, yeah, you know, if you don't like how we're explaining things, then stay the hell off of the radio. Don't listen to it, but don't tell everybody else, you know. Oh, don't go on there. You know, give them the choice if they want to. You got to have a strong mind on this radio station.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's saying
you
it all when she's coming off of Facebook.
You got to handle what we're talking about. How do you want us to explain it really nicely? Well, you know, so nobody's feelings won't get hurt.
This is what they want. This generation.
Get our grandmothers, our people are still
easy.
Dying.
Easy. Everything is easy. Everybody, I'm sorry. I hurt your feelings. Hey,
that's the way white people
this
are.
This country didn't treat me good.
Our people tried that for how many years, and it didn't work. So now we're going to try it a whole different way, you know. Shit, it's not. We don't have virgin ears.
Now, the lady's coming off of Facebook. That explains everything about her mentality, her Facebook. She got on Facebook and got conditioned because Facebook has turned into a white nationalist fucking page. She's been conditioned. I got kicked off of Facebook because I wouldn't agree and succumb to their fucking telling me to shut the fuck up. So that's why she's a threatening lawsuit.
Well, they have a page on Facebook, 1,000 plus indigenous people page that don't want no freaking nothing that talks about Christianity or white people or nothing. They kick them off and
off
come out.
Everybody
got kicked off
of
Facebook.
Represented in this world. Everybody has the right to be represented. Everybody has the right to have a voice. Everybody has the right to express
how they feel, who they are, where they come from, what they believe. Everybody has that God-given right. White man doesn't have that right to control. Nobody. God does. So guess what? Man, it pisses me fucking off how people
I piss on the white man. He was supposed to be the example. Show me how to live. Show me how to live, white man.
They're
You've been trying to show me how to live all your goddamn life.
They're kicking, indigenous families off their homes. Indigenous families are getting kicked off their homes. On their own indigenous land, they're getting kicked outside. Elders are getting forced out of their homes. Why don't you talk about that, huh? Why doesn't
the tribes
anybody...
don't even stop it. They don't even help.
They don't give a fuck. They just want to complain and whine and be Karens and snitches. This is the snitch generation now, 2022. Everybody fucking snitching on everybody. I told you when you came on this fucking show, this show is not an easy show. This is a very fucking hard show. But guess what? It takes strong-hearted people to have a voice, to stand up for what they believe in. You can keep on sending your fucking messages on Facebook. Go ahead. Keep on whining to everybody.
Facebook,
you know what you're doing?
Facebook.
You're taking freedom of speech away from everybody else and making yourself the victim. You should have never came and never left a fucking comment on my Facebook. Good. I don't give a fuck. Monitor me. The whole goddamn world knows who I am. It's not no big secret. Back to you. We got 37 minutes.
This is Chinupa. I'm going to come back on the air here. I'm listening to all of you guys express your passion of love for who you believe in. You believe in yourselves. You believe in your people. And thank all of you, Jenny, Philip, Rachel, everyone that came on, that aimed at Lawrence, Tyreek. Listen, I've said this over courses of history. If you allow that man to torture you and, you know, get you to feel sorry for him, he'll turn against you, to make you turn against your own. This is why we say this, people. People, mitakepi. Takto kanukile echa wa blazikile yanke. Okay? And the hard part, this little girl, she's a little girl. She's confused. That's not our fault. That's not Jenny's. That's not Rachel's. That's not Tyreek. That's not Phillips. That's nobody. That's not even Chinupa's. That's not even Lawrence's fault. Okay? You see, this Eurocentric bipolar disorder that comes from the white race. The white race. Okay? That's the problem. When the white men arrest you and they interrogate you, that's how they are, like that. See? So, being who we are as indigenous people, let me tell you this. Go see if the buffalo are yelling at their little ones. Yet alone, go see if the buffalo bulls are getting mad at their matriarchs, the cows of the herd. Go see if the elk bulls are getting mad at their cows or their little elks. See, this is what people don't understand, indigenous people. Unkie, okay? Unkie le makhoche isaki blechins unkinazipi. We come from that, so we know. That's why I repeat over and over, and I'll say it till I die. This white man's language is so fucking barbaric and brutal, there's nothing honorable about it. This is what they turned her into. Right there. So she's going to be a snitch. That's Indians don't snitch.
Remember that. The buffalo don't snitch. The eagles don't snitch. The hawks don't snitch. They don't snitch. They don't do that. The elk don't snitch. The turtles don't snitch. The water don't snitch. It's called capitalistic control, people. Control's real name is bondage, like Europe, like Egypt, like Rome, like Greece, like the Bible. Control, huh? Bondage. This is the problem with people today in the lateral years of 2022. We're coming to an end of this year. This is why I cannot stand people. The white man knew how to use his way to hold you accountable. And here's a good philosophy for all you indigenous people. Indigenous people, you Palestinian people. And again, you Palestinian people. This is good food for thought right here. Listen to this. When the Jesuits and military came into the reservations or even the encampment of indigenous people, they start looking at the prettiest and the most shapy-looking indigenous women. And I'm going to use that as a term to express it. These women were so beautiful, nature gave them their body, their beauty, the same way nature gave the trees her beauty and Grandmother Earth her beauty. Nature did this, okay? So these Jesuits and military police and armies, these soldiers, they came in and they seen our Indian women, okay? They forced penetration, our women. They forced, it was called that, a forced penetration act. President Woodrow Wilson enforced that fucker in America, which you people keep bastardizing. You love it. Patriotic. Ooh, Trump's going to make America great. Fuck you. The only way you're going to make America great is kill the name. Let it die. That's it. That's how you make America great. Kill it. And it's killing itself because they're doing it to themselves, like the little girl. When these groups of men came into indigenous camps and forced themselves on our women, and they conceived from their semen, okay? So that little child was either born a girl or a boy. And so now that this little fetus is born into life, that little baby is confused now because he was force penetrated. See? So the blood that came from that priest, the military, or the cops, that little genetic baby comes out bastardized. So now it doesn't respect its mom, let alone it don't know who its dad is. Okay? And a lot of us are raised that way. We're raised in our country as bastards, which America calls us. Bastards. Well, America is a fatherless country. America is the fucking only orphanage country in the world. America. It has no parents. That's why they're filthy and dirty. And their women are the same fucking way. So now this little child is being raised. Now mom can't control him because he's mixed blood. He's white blood. He's arrogant. He's racist. He's brutal. So what does he do? He runs from his mom. So mom turns around and goes to her parents and says, Ate ina, wakhenja mitkhoki, lila witkotkoke, saying, my child is crazy. So the parents feel bad because it's because of them. They forced themselves on you because of your beauty, your pureness, okay? So this little baby, we'll take him and raise him, all right? So here's this little baby turn against his own mom. Turn against his own mom. So now the grandparents are raising that little one. Okay? Guess what that little fucker did over there now? He turned the grandpa against the grandma against the grandma. Vice versa. He turned them against each other. So they couldn't control him, so what do? They put him back in the hands of the mom. Since the mom has no spouse, no one to help her raise that little guy, the Jesuits step in. And this is how the foundation of America became with parochial teaching. Humanity, man, you fuckers, man, don't get it. analyzing the white race, this whole concept of life is your key to the future. So now they take him in parochial teaching. They corrupt that little fucker. They abuse him. They rape him. They murder him. Because now they can't control their own, which is crossbred. That's why we deal with these fucking half-breeds on the reservation. If that's a heinous way to understand indigenous thought and philosophy in the year 2022, well, then, people, you decide who's your fucking enemy. And they sure in the hell ain't Chinook Aguilha money. If the dogs, the wolves, the coyotes, the rabbits, the ground squirrels, the earthworm, maggots, whatever you want to name that has life, before us, these guys were here, the four naked man and all these other creatures were here before us. They were in harmony. They were in harmony because they loved each other. They understood what believing and caring for one another. Not like that white man. That's the problem right there. And it takes a story to bring you guys completely back around. There's bad and good blood in every race of man today in the year 2022. My little brother Lawrence, David Clark, Tristram Johnson, Jeff Bell, Brian Hedges, and the list goes on and on. But we Indian people give thanks. Well, I give thanks to my little brother, Tyreek, for having the courage and having the knowledge to understand indigenous cultures' behavior, where it came from. Because his people, Great Britain, did that shit to his too over there. I know. I was in Palestine. All these people... Oh, Standing Rock, boy, we were all, you know, bullshit. Standing Rock was a done deal. David R. Shamble sold the right-of-way out so the water pipeline can come through. A fucking Indian, a half-breed Indian, R. Shamble. Think about it, people. Parochial teaching of that little bitty guy and the forced penetration. Right there, the little story I told you. Right there. Now I close with this part to open it up for last-minute comments. Mitakepi lechalakis e chante o aste mila haskut hawi choiki trokata kia wakakulia. Nalakhota woyik chan isaki bhechins e mishin yuptan wana kakulia wana hechins e wunak onki lechi chu chante ogna. Nalila ota wichoye tro piki glunipi. Ash. Mila huska ki lenat khachin ki e hani yukte api. He un cha ni umshni. Cha shichi ki lenat khachin ki he na wakhansi cha hecha api. E hani hechu e tonkashi la na unchi mit kha ki hechun si ospema ki ab matche cha ohan. Hechun si imi cha ki gakan ogna hechun si chakma ab. Yukhan wo ablesi ki le I hechu si mi chakha. Ho ho emo na hi nazib. Wanko. Wichita laki le ata iwa shichu glana, wichocha na ha, le we unkit khopi he yu hakte he take, he na aikhwaki ki he waksape ki he tuikta he. Wichita la he tagani he yu hasni. He uncha toha waksape wanji wichita la he oismikte, inila unkte. We only hanki he hecha itchakinte as he, wichita la he niche. We only hanki le lila was aki sita aikhwaki. He uncha wichita la. Ina, kumi, unchi unki tchopi. Hena atya ha, we only ha, hena you happy. Wanko, wama khashka hena isya. We are oate ke hena aikha koki hena isya. We only ha, you happy. As we chinta laki le, wa uspe ke mila haska tchopi, wa chichi ke apakba, he uncha tchotsi shiche. Nakaket ke amili, yakha ke he kuta au ke he, he ehani le, It hatchen gala ki le o apche ki yanke ki he. He na echa oska ki he, oska ki he wiupche. Ho he yanke kshlo. He uncha lila ote hetsi onke abhan, lila techi onko kob, na unkat aona ha, unpchana hetsi uncha kaska yongu na kapi. هنا واشيت شكي هنا هيتشوبي اس لاخوتا كيلنا بتاعك كينجي بوكيوكي ستوني ان كوكي بهات تاعك كاش يتخوك سون كوكي اس توني هيتشوس ايونتوك متخا شيواكي كاكيت يا كاليفورنيا كتا هيتشاتي نها مير واسلوكي هي سلوات شازيكي بيمبو اتشوك لونو شوكاكو جهنه ميتشاخي تامس نليله هنا انشيا اوغلاو واكي تيما هيتشوس ميتشاخي شوكا كان هوني اون كومن بي ليلا يوك في تشو ستارت اب وتخصب ها وانا وانا تيو كي ليتشوس اسام وهنا سي بي تشيو اكي انشيا تاكو اوبرا زي كي هيا كينا اويسبي هيشيا هيتشوس اي واك ان هيتشوس اي تشين نا ليلا اوتا واك شاب ني ني شاب هي اون شاميلا هاسك تاو اب خكيله اتا اوشيا كاخول يانا ليتشي ووي بتاكله سوتان ازيك دس ميتوني هيتشوس توني كاكبي يانك دس ني هي وان جاغنا ليتشوس اي وا بخكيله ميلا هاسك تشيتكا هيتشوس انادني توني كاكبا يانك دس ني سوني هو هني انشيا يانك هو تاكو ليتشوس اي ويتشوي كيله مونكي هي ماكيتو اكس ماكيتو اكس كي هي تشاميه شنو بقولها ماني ميتشا لقحت إيجاز إنها لقحت واتي لنا متخا نوس ناز شن تيوغنا هتشن سه خشى أبلوس به هم متخاكش تو وشوي كله نو وشوي كه إنسان واقع تاعنا لنا ميلا هاش كتها واب خنا وابي كلنا إنك أخفي أكيد هنا أكيد نيجا دوني هتشن سه إنك يجوس نتوني نو وشي ما خا كله إنك أتو نهش إنك أوكي نو ما خا خن كا وشي ما نيتو كلنا واب خ كهنا ياك أسليلا أوتا واق سابق لغلوني بي شاي چونها تو ها تو كيف إلالام نووشي كي ونجي أكاري واق خاتخن كا واشاكي كي نهيشيس اي ولون إنستاكو كاشي نلوها بانتو ولا كوتي جيسكا توكشا واق خاتخن كا كي چيما نيتو نون چيما كاكي نانيتي خونكتي هنا ووب خيكي هنا يانكي هنا شاه لچوس او چي جاكا ونا لير تاكو يبخيكي ولا كوتي جيسكا تخوكاتا كاخوليو واكي هي Nichupi, Kotikile, Nichupi, Nahoichuse, Waglake. For my people that are listening to my language is so beautiful and humbling and honorable. Hey, it's yours. That's how you identify yourself. And so now, as we're getting up to the top of the hour, I'm going to open it up to all of you for some last closing remarks, and then I'm going to close it with the song. I thank all of you for your guys' prestigious virtue and your virtuosity of how you aimed it. Arguments will always be temperamented because we're still pure in our thought philosophy. That's what you call indigenous thought and philosophy, because the fucking world we live in is controlled by civilized and modern men. Back to you all for all last minute comments. Okay, Plumapple.
22 minutes. 22 minutes.
I just got one last thing to say to this lady who come on, and I won't mention her name because she thinks like a white woman. I don't get mad when Chinook talks. I could very, very easily get all weak in the panties over what he says and get all pissed off, but I don't, because he speaks the truth. But I grew up out here in the white man's world hearing that anger and that hate because of his primitive right towards me. This woman is weak. You're weak because you've allowed that white man to talk to you and talk you down and convince you that when you hear one of your own men speak, that he's speaking wrong and rough. This man speaks the truth. But what that white man speaks to you, it's his supremacy right over you, and you're allowing it, Karen. So really, please come back on the show and talk your shit.
And all I have to say, you know, she thinks that Chinupa's the only man that talks that way. I don't know, you know, what the hell the hell. I don't know, because he's not.
I bet you she lives out that
there's
world.
There's others out there that, you know, that speak rough and everything like that too. But, you know, mm-hmm. That don't bother me. It's what I listen to is what he's trying to help other people and ourselves to understand as much as we're trying to help him and others to understand what we know what's going on in our area and, you know, everything. And we're talking about the same thing. We all have the same story. That's, you can't deny that part. We all have the same stories of what's happening on our reservation. So she's acting like, oh, Chinupa's the only one that talks like that. You know, bullshit, he ain't.
I bet you anything, this little girl, when a white man calls her name, I bet you she's Hester and giggles. I bet you when a white man speaks to her in that way, she sits there and giggles.
Take him up.
That's cute. Oh, get away.
Hold on, let me say something.
She probably giggles when a white man talks to her like that.
Let me say something. Because she keeps on sending messages on the Facebook, okay? Let me say something. You came on the show, and you put yourself out there publicly as a freedom of speech show, okay? And when people were talking, you basically started yelling at them and shouting and everything, and you could hear the show again. So guess what? You could keep on writing on Facebook, you know, what you're writing. You could report me. But
dear diary.
It's a public show. It's a public show. You called in. You know what I mean? I told you how this show is. You know what I mean? And you're still acting not like a grown-up. So guess what? If I came on your show, okay, and I said something that you didn't like and you go off on me, it's your show, it's your voice, it's your freedom of speech. But call the lawyer tomorrow. Do it, you know? So for everybody who's going to be on a show or say something, you know what I mean? Everything is lawyers now, lawyers and cops and lawyers. I don't understand. So what's the meaning of freedom of speech? Nothing then. Zero. Tariq S4 is now personally attacking me. I'm not personally attacking you. I'm trying to educate you. You know what I mean? We are grown-ups. This is a public radio show. It's not only broadcasted on Facebook or Block Talk Radio. You're on a satellite radio. The whole entire planet is listening to this. All your voices, you know what I mean, are around the world.
What I don't like is how they talk. The majority of them, they all use, well, standing rock. You know, a lot of them. And then they get on they call it rainbow on the web, and they all get on the Facebook, you know, and make it feel like they're, you can pose, you know, you can go stand around with a sign and stuff like that. You know, that's good, but they use it like, you know, and other people think that they're really, you know, doing something, but what have they changed yet? If we haven't changed anything for the you know, for all of us, you know, that are still fighting to keep our rights of who we are, then, you know, they're just parading around, trying to, you know, be a part of something because they're trying to be, you know, get a big status, and, you know, they want to be known. But this lady, because, you know, she does all this stuff and what, that's, if she was that big of a person, so much, and we would have called on her about, you know, helping us or giving us some advice about what we were doing, fighting that illegal water compact at the headwaters. But she wasn't known. The only one that came was Chinupa. So if I say, you know, don't use Standing Rock. How are all you before Standing Rock? Don't use Standing Rock. Where were you at when our grandfathers were standing up and speaking up against this government system, all these government officials and stuff?
coming up to our territories trying to talk to our people and to these waters and all that. Oh, come on. So don't use Standing Rock to say, oh, you invent yourself, you know? Talking against people that, you know, see what's going on, understand what's going on, and you know, we're just telling you like it is, and if you don't like it, then stay off the radio. Then, but she's the one that dialed up on the numbers. So we didn't do that.
That's right. See, that's the only thing about white people. They like to invite themselves or come on with a free will. But when they start not hearing what they don't like, and they want to start this Mary Janey, kissing and whining. They want to go all Mary Jane because they don't like what they're hearing. Well, it's simple as that. Hit the fucking off button. Go back to Mary Janesville. Or Facebook world, let me say that.
Go on, sorry. Go on. Go, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Yeah, I don't waste our energy on her. You know, with or without Uh-oh. Her, we continue.
Well, you know, I do
you
sound
like
an
people
asshole.
Like that support and what, you know, that what we're doing for our people. You're just only one person, you know?
Well, I get tired of everybody asking me why I'm angry. I'm angry because of what I was taught. That white man showed me how to live. He showed me how to act like a white man, talk like a white man, cuss like a white man. I'm on this radio show. I'm an example of what they do to you out here. This is what they do to you.
Yeah, I used to go at it with them on the West Coast all the time. People, women like her, men like her, the way they think, you know, and stuff.
They do fuck you up.
No,
I'm
they,
example
they could
of
never. Yeah, they could never basically talk too much, you know. When you throw real knowledge at them, they don't like it. So, but you know, when they have that little bit of white blood, white thought, and what, yeah, they want to tell you to go back where you came from. That's the only thing they can say.
I've been told to go back to Iran when I was an 8-year-old child. I was an 8-year-old child, and I got told to go back to Iran. Because in 1978, that's when all this bullshit was going down in this country. And because I was a little dark, everybody thought I was Iranian. So I got kicked in my ass and told, go back to Iran. You stupid fucking white dumbasses. That's the shit I put up with out here.
They mistaked me for, yeah, they thought I was from down, you know, south, you know, Mexican region. If I, you know, I shake my head at them, you don't even know nothing. You know, they're really racist. There's really a lot of racist white people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, older ones are really bad.
But those people didn't come up and ask me, are you from Iran? No, I'm from here. Just came up and told me and my father, you take you and your daughter's ass and get the fuck back to Iran. We was at a gas station. They assumed too much. That's another problem with the white man. They assume S. A-S-S. Boom. You, me. They assume too much. They make asses out of themselves.
Okay, okay. Any other thoughts besides, what's her name? Forget it. Any other thoughts with this show?
Yeah, my name's Phil. Oh, many eyes. Yeah, you know, when you get people like that, you know, coming on a show like this and, you know, they know what it's all about. I mean, us Native Americans, it's indigenous people, like they call us creatures, eh? But us people, we're the original people of Turtle Island. You know, you look at the way they were taught by these white people, you know, in their public school systems. All this stuff that they taught us is starting to come out. The creator's showing us that they were liars all along. You know, then you got people like that girl that come on here, doesn't know what Snoop was about, sitting there starting to cut him down. Long time ago, If you talk to an elder the way she talked to that elder, that lady would have been whipped, you know, disbanded from us. You know, when you got people like that, that's why I had to use that song. That song, because it helps me. It helps me every day. It helps people. But it kind of helped to kind of slow it down here. You know, those kind of people, they want to continue to cut them off, hang them up. Because they only dare to cause trouble. They only dare to snoop. It's like they call them the snitches. They're only there to snoop and snitch. And that's what the white man taught them. You know, it's sad that this had to happen. I mean, I thought I was coming on to talk about the illegal water compact and stuff like this, which I was told by my nephew. But I'm glad I came on when I did. I tell you, Tunupa is a good man. He's a good man. I've seen him do a lot. I watched some of his videos and listened to him the way he speaks. He tells it like it is. And if he has to correct you, he's going to correct you. That lady couldn't take the correcting. You know, if she can't take the correcting, well, stay the hell off of a show that you don't know about. This lady talks there and sits there and talks about she's been Standing Rock. Well, I'll tell you something. There was a few of us that was at the headwaters camp. Three teepees. But I'll tell you something. We still had our pride. They even sent the army helicopters over us, snooping in on us. Going to shoot us. Call us domestic terrorists in our own country. Why? Because we knew it was wrong. The councilmen that were on there, they're all white IRA Indians and still are today. Who would buy 5 acres for almost $7 million? That's our fucking tribal council there. I see a lot of my people out here being on the street for 5 years that I've been out here. But now I got a home. I thank my creator for everything he gives me. But I've seen a lot of my people die, a lot of my friends. All over what? The white man drugs. Because the white man runs the homeless shelters here. He kicked the Native Americans out in the wintertime. No food, nothing. You can't use their premises to take a shower, nothing. Then they have their cops, their goon squads, military-style goon squads. They come in these camps with them dressed up military, threatening the people. They hurt me at the camp over here. They threw me on the ground to where it caused threw my neck to turn over. And then they take and throw me out on the road. We were given blankets. This is -17 degree weather, me and my girlfriend. We go find a place to camp. A couple of white people come by. They had pity. Oh, you guys, hope you keep warm. You guys have a good night. Here comes the goon squad again. They take our blankets, take my shoes, and tell me I'm going to walk out like that. I don't give a fuck how I walk out of here. I said, but you guys are going to have a fight. We'll mace you. Well, go ahead and mace me. Oh, take your blankets. After they threw them in ice cold water, we got up. We started leaving. They still continued harassing us. We have the rights to the waterways through treaty rights. These treaty rights are being violated every fucking day. They gotta realize we don't need those fucking treaties. Our treaty was with Crater. Crater's the one that gave us our homes or places that we live in our country. You see the Canadian government, you see the American government sit there and say that this is their land. This is not their land. You get back on your ship with Crypto Columbus, you go back to where your land's at. That goes to this lady there too that was cussing around at Tunupa. She's no fucking native. No, I don't know. I don't see what she writes on Facebook, but it's really ignorant, I guess. And this lady, if she was fucking native, you wouldn't be going against your own kind. This radio station is a good thing. I like listening to it. I reviewed a lot of those with one on there. But, you know, that's just my perspective, what I see of this lady. She's ignorant. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't understand this woman. I was born and raised out here around these white people. And I've never turned my back on my native people. And I was born and raised in here. I do. I sound like them. I cuss like them. I hate like them. I anger like them. But that's what they taught me. But I've never turned my back because I lived here amongst them. So I don't understand what this woman's whining about. I just don't get it. And I wasn't born and raised around my people.
Ma'am, when we were younger, me and my sister Jenny, there's a place called White Beach, Columbia Falls, Montana. The guy used to pick on my sister, so I take up for my sister. I was my sister's keeper. The song, Another Brick in the Wall, me and my sister be having those against that wall. They tell us count bricks. I hated the white man. I have never shown fucking racism until I left my grandpa and my grandpa. That was our safe haven. So we left them.
They teach you to
hate. Come into a white man world, then I figured out what racism is about. We were just kids when they did this to us. Cut me and my brother's long hair. Called us girls because we had the braids like my grandma wanted us to have. You know, I've seen a lot of this. I still see it today right here in Missoula, Montana, where I'm staying at now. I reside. Out of all the homeless deaths in the last 5 years, 90% were Native Americans kicked out of these homeless shelters here, unfed, malnutrition. These white men selling their drugs. We put a stop to about 6 of these guys already within the last week, selling these blue pills to the Native Americans. We told them, you continue this, there ain't nothing the cops going to do about it. We will. You know, I got some strong brothers that are clean and everything. They're the ones that are behind me 100%. You know, and there are women. These white guys use their drugs to get hold of our woman. It's like the soldiers, like what Kanupa said about the soldiers coming in. They force themselves on a woman, giving them drugs because they know these women are easily enticed by these drugs. I tell these Indian girls, it's your fault you guys continue taking the drugs from these son of a bitches. But we try to talk them into not taking them no more. You know, I've been going on 6 months, I've been sober. Thank the Creator. He gave me that ability to quit. I thank him every day. I thank my family, my friends. You know, I pray for a lot of them. But, you know, on this show, I really like the way people, they get to tell how it is. They don't have to hide like the rest of these people. She's like my little niece, my little grandchildren, but got bit by two dogs in Browning, Montana. On Facebook, I posted, shoot the son of a bitches. I fucking would. Hey, Facebook wants to kick me off. I said, go ahead. You know, it's just a white man way of fucking trying to control us, keep us in a little pen. Hey, I'll give you a little bit of this, you shut the fuck up. And that's just where our fucking tribal councils are, too. Hey, we'll give you a little bit of money, shut the fuck up. But they take all the big money, all the big money. Just like I said, they sold the Black Creek Tribal Council, anything over 10,000 in their white man policies, they're supposed to come to the people. They bought this five and a half acres for almost $7 million. Oh, that must be really some rich land right there. You know, it's because it's their friend. That's what I know. But I better shut up here. Maybe I can share this with some other time.
I'm going to say just yesterday they were all up in Washington clapping for Biden on what he was talking about. They all up in Washington standing there listening to Biden talk about the treaties and talking about the relations between God. And all of them stood up clapping for that fucking white Catholic motherfucker. This is where this girl's coming from. Ah, the white man spoke good. We're going to get more money, but we're going to screw everybody else out of it.
Okay. We got 90 seconds. Kanupa, if you could say a prayer to close the show. Everybody, please come.
Yeah.
Everybody, please come to tomorrow's show.
Yeah, tomorrow's show, you guys come back on, man, okay? We'll finish this up. I'm going to close with a real quick prayer here. And you go, man, I appreciate all you've done. You guys got my phone number, 605-517-2621. Call me after the show. We'll talk, man. This is my prayer I'm going to give to you guys, okay? But better yet, I'm going to close it with the song, man. And we'll see you guys all tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of People. Here's our song. We hey, yeah, what can you low, yo, hi, hey, hey, oi, with your honey, hey, yeah, what can you low, yo, hi, hey, oh, yeah, take it, hey, with your honey, hey, yeah, what can you low, yo, hi, hey, hey, oi. With your hunky lay, Hey, yo, what can you know, yo? Ay, 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 hey, yo. We joke, hunky, lay, ay, ay, ay. Hey, yo, what can you know, yo? Ay, 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 hey, ay. Oh, ya, take it, lay, ay, ay, ay. We joke, hunky, lay, ay, ay. Hey, yo, what can you know, yo? Ay, ay, ay. We'll see you all tomorrow evening on the Indigenous Voices of People. Hokahe. Good night. Ho.
Oh, thank you, everybody, for coming on the show. And I hope you come on the show tomorrow, too. Have a good night. Thank you.